Let's welcome in our guest here this morning, and I shouldn't even say guest because he's permanent. He's here with us.
He's here, yeah.
Mr. Corey Anderson, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm delighted to be here, Tanner.
It's great to have you in. I think a lot of our listeners will know the voice. It's certainly a long-standing voice in our region here. So it's great to have you on board. This is day one for him, so you're getting thrown into quite a busy day for me, so he's just going to take in a lot here today. But not that I don't want to by any means indicate that he needs education. He's done this for a long time. How many years have you been in radio?
So I graduated from college in 86, and my first job was out at KSID in Sydney.
Yeah.
Moved out there in March of 87. Okay. So, you know, if anybody wants to try to, you know, figure out how old I am, I can do it. But I've been around a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're a Lincoln native, is that right?
Yeah, I grew up in Lincoln. Went to Lincoln East High School. And then went to school at UNL. And yeah.
How'd you get the itch for radio back in the 80s?
You know, I always, I just love listening to sports on the radio. Grew up a big Kansas City Royals fan and listened to Denny Matthews, Fred White, and the Royals, and that always captivated me. I always fancied myself being a sports announcer, and you know, I don't think that became, you know, like something that was going to be a sure thing for me until I was in college and took a class, and you never know whether something you like to do is going to be something that you're good enough to do, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Or it pans out maybe not what you thought.
Yeah, or you know, a lot of people start off thinking one thing and then they find out another opportunity arises and they give it a try and they find out they really like it and it pays better maybe. But I was always wanting to go that direction and be involved in radio more than TV. I was always kind of overwhelmed with cameras on me. So it's kind of like radio, you get to retain a little bit of anonymity on that. So that was something that I pursued and got good feedback from my professors and everything to go for it. And so that's how I ended up in radio. And, of course, as you go along, you've learned you got to do a lot of different things and get proficient in a lot of different things. I had my crash course most recently, the last 8 weeks up in Broken Bow for KCNI, KBBN, being a news director. I'd never been a news director. And so I had to chase down a lot of news, write it up for their website, and get it on the air. So with all the craziness happening with the power outage.
Yeah, you came at a good time there. They for news.
Yeah, they had plenty of news for you right there.
They assured me this wasn't normal, but I got like, okay, well, I'm getting a lot of experience all in covering meetings and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And of course, between that and KSID, 33 years in overall?
Yeah, most people will recognize my voice from that if they ever tuned in, and probably more in a sports capacity than anything else, although I know we had a lot of hardcore Midwest Opinion and Swap Shop fans over there, too, but you know, the company I work for decided to end that last November, and I guess their loss is your gain, I hope.
Hey, amen.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We are thrilled to have you here. Corey Anderson joining us. He'll be taking over news director and obviously Mugs in the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY, but also our Game of the Week coverage, which unfortunately you come right at the very end of that season, but I'm sure we'll get you as many as we can.
Getting ramped up for next year.
Yeah, that'll be coming.
I emailed you Friday and I said, "So you got a game for me to do Saturday?"
I know.
I was ready to go.
I know, and unfortunately, I thought we just about did. I you know Mark Baldwin well. He covered a game for us Thursday night.
Yes, I listened to the end of that.
Yeah, he had Wallace and Wallace led the entire game. And I'm not picking on you, Wallace fans. I promise.
Yeah,
but I think they missed six or so free throws down the stretch and lost on a three-pointer at the buzzer. So, unfortunately, they would have played either Saturday, tonight, or tomorrow.
Right.
And now, not happening, unfortunately, for them. So, and you know, Corey goes back to covering my games back when I was in high school, which
you had mentioned that
I don't know
week.
If any of those were any good, but you know, he covered my games at least. So I always remember him coming in and interviewing us. For midweek, and I don't know if I ever got on those. I was never good enough to probably be the one chosen, but
You had a good corner shot, as I recall.
I
like the corner
shot. All I did was shoot threes. That's Dad. Well, I play defense and shoot threes because I was not tall. If I drove, I got blocked. So I just we just shot in the corner and shot threes. Yeah, forever. Yeah. But I do remember you covering our games, and that was always a pretty big thrill when we got the radio coverage of our games. And I know our area still appreciates that. I know Wallace was really appreciative just last Thursday of that game coverage. So we're thrilled to have you on for that. And obviously you did enough on Midwest Opinions and. To know, you know Senator Jacobson, he knew you pretty well.
Yeah.
I interviewed Gary Pearson last week. He said he's met you several times.
From Sydney. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you already know a lot of the movers and shakers, and I'm sure some that probably recognize your voice but maybe have not met you yet. And so we're thrilled to have you on board and a Royals fan. So, you know, that starts up soon. You get some joy early in the season. Are they going to be good? I don't know.
I think they will be. You know, the challenge is to go forward from where they went unexpectedly. Last year, it was a big surprise, getting into the playoffs. And it's always tougher to back it up.
Right, yeah.
And keep going forward with a young team. And that's a challenge that they face. But I'm looking forward to following them this year. And hopefully, they'll get back and do greater things. I've always been a Royals fan.
And he's got plenty of Husker Red on this morning. So
I do. I thought it was appropriate that I wear my Husker, one of my many Husker sweatshirts. Yeah, you'll see a lot of Husker gear. Yeah.
Very good.
Love the Huskers.
8:53 here on Mugs in the Morning. And I got a nice comment from Professor Rick Alloway about being an alum on our post. So
great. Rick was very influential when I was in Lincoln.
He was certainly my mentor.
He was a big encouragement for me too back in the 80s, a little bit before you frequented the halls.
But as my wife reminds me, just yesterday my 20-year high school reunion is next year, so that I feel like that was a long time ago when I was...
Yeah, it speeds up. You hit 20.
Does it? Oh, great.
It seems like it just takes its time getting to 20, and once you get 20, then, before you know it, it'll be 30 and then 40, and then you really feel old. So get ready for that, Tanner.
Well, thank you. Yeah.